Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. It is indeed a privilege, hallelujah, to be sitting here this morning.
This is the day. Yesterday was the day. Today is the day. This is the day. This right here is the day that the Lord God has made. And we are, and we're rejoicing and glad to be rejoiceful in this day. Just think about it. Think about it. This is the day. Everything you need for this day. Everything I need for this day. Don't let it just be words flowing out of your mouth without meaning and substance. But this, thank you, Lord, is the day that the Lord God has made. And we will rejoice and be glad in it. We are rejoicing. And we're glad in it. Ah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Help us, Holy Ghost. Ah, woo! Remove any and everything that would cause us not to let the statement be true. And this is the day. Hey, my shekel. This is the day that the Lord God has made. And we are. And we will. And we are rejoicing in this day. Hallelujah. Woo. Regardless. No matter. Oh, this is the day. Hallelujah. This is the day. Hallelujah. 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 This is the day. Lord God, we thank you. Hallelujah. This is the day. Let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a remnant ministry, daughters of God, called to pray. Oh, yes, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a good day. Yes, it is. It's a good day. Oh, some may be facing challenges, but it's a good day. It's a good day. Ah, hallelujah. It's a good day. Maybe facing some challenges, but it's a good day. Why? Because everything we need for this day, our Father has provided. Can we get an amen? Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Bless the Lord. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, indeed. This is the day. There's nothing like being in his presence. Amen. Hallelujah. There's nothing like being in the presence of the Almighty God. That's where God is good. God is good. Yes, he is. And we thank the Lord. I just said that. This is the day. God, you know the challenges. And you know, before the day is over, what we know is challenging. May end up being like, what was that all about? Why was I so tied up, tangled up, worried, sweating in 0 degrees weather? God had already fixed it. And you go, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, I got a father, a daddy. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Ooh, who loves me. And he cares. Yes. Oh, I can't get over that right now. I just can't get past it. He loves you. And he cares. And so often than not, we have the tendency to fix things and do things and listen to people say, well, God is not going to do it. You got to go out there and do something. What you know to do if God is not leading you me. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. He will direct our path. At ALL, and you can't tell everybody. You have to get on your knees and lay prostrate and talk to the Lord about it. Sit in your favorite chair, your favorite space, in your closet and talk to the Lord about it. He'll answer you, if you will. When, how, I can't tell you that. You know, I'm not privy to that information. Because you are his child. Not mine. I'm his child. Not yours. You can bring my strength in the Lord. Ask the Lord to help me. You know. But we can't, we just have to stop this putting God in a box, our Father in a box, and then shaking it up and telling him what we want him to do. We can make our request known to him.
And he tells us to do that.
Yes, he does. Make our, when we pray, we talk, oh my God, to the creation, the creator of the heavens and the earth. Everything, everything. Things that we don't even, we're not even aware of that is existing. But we are not aware of it. He created that. He didn't ask man for any help. He didn't say, well, I need you to counsel me on this. Hey! Oh! No, he did not. And I'm so glad. You got us so glad. God, lead me, guide me, direct me, give me my instructions. Yes, Lord, I have my wants. I want to do this for you, Lord. I want to do that. I want to do this, and I want to. And maybe he has placed it in your heart to do it. Or maybe he has placed it for you to help someone else to do it. We have to remember this is not our home. We're here on assignment. We're ambassadors. Oh, Jesus. My soul, thank you. You're an ambassador on an assignment from the kingdom of God. That's a shout shown up right there. Yes, it is. It's a shout. Yes, it is. It's a shout. And that P word, pride, get it out, rooted in pride. Just get it out. It's destructive. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Father, we thank you this morning. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. We extol your most holy name. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Breathe on us this morning. Breathe your name on us. Hallelujah. Breathe your name on us this morning, Lord God. Hallelujah. We're leaning and depending on you. We have no one in heaven or earth but you. There is none of us that can help us. They can guide us, direct us, give us the directions we need to live holy and righteous, to live the life that you called us to live on this earth, God. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you for allowing us to be called children of the Most High God. We thank you, Almighty God, for the privilege to be able to come to you. In the name. Oh, glory. glory in the name of Yeshua, HaMashiach. Hallelujah, HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Bless it. Oh, you're my Savior. Oh, glory. Shamanidiosa. Oh, some trust in chariots and some in horses. Hey, God. Oh, some in men. Hey, Shambakuba. Oh, Father God, we thank you this morning because we can put our trust in you. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Savior. We thank you this morning for your peace, your love, your joy. We thank you for your mercy and your grace. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Oh, we thank you for loving us. We thank you for bringing us through the rough, dry places. Oh, we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. In the matchless name of Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God, we thank you. Oh, how we need you, Almighty God. How we need you. How we want you for the very breath that we breathe. We thank you. What a privilege it is to be able to come and thank God and counsel. Oh, glory. Oh, you're my people. Yes, Lord. Oh, take it off. Oh, take it off the shell. Take it off. Take it off, God. That is trying to consume us. Oh, God, take hold of my. Oh, God, thank you. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Take it off. Oh, glory. Glory. Refresh. Yes, Lord. Oh, my God. Yes, Lord. Oh, the refreshing. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. The refreshing, Lord. Stepping out. Remastered up. You're so kind. Yes, God. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, no, oh, Lord God. Hallelujah. Who could do it but you, Lord? Nobody can do it but you. Oh, my God. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We can inhale. Do this. We can exhale the old. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my God. Oh, my Lord. Oh, glory. Right there, right now. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my Lord. Thank you. Oh, my Lord. Thank you, Lord. Almighty God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Nobody but you, Lord. Oh, my Lord, a bit to remember. We thank you, Father. Thank you for remembering our children and grandchildren, allowing them to walk in the circle of your blessing. Oh, my God, hallelujah. Thank you. Breathe on them, Almighty God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Almighty God, protect them. Heal them. The chariot of fire around. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to your name. Those that are lost, their children, grandchildren, children. Oh, God. The Son, Father. Oh, fear. Let no more, oh my God, breathe, Almighty God, protect, shield, and defend, Almighty God. Oh, defend, Almighty God. Oh, ease the broken heart of the parents and for the children that moved on, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. here for your glory. Hallelujah. And none is stronger than you. Your will and your way, great God. Have your way, Almighty God, in the lives of the youth and the young adults. Have your way, Almighty God. Oh God, have your way. Have your way, Almighty God. Oh, surround them with help from the sanctuary. Rescue them from the hand of the enemy. Oh, get my step, oh my step. Oh, where shall they go, God? Oh, where must I tell them? We need places that are safe for them. Almighty God, it is where my son is. Where they won't get hurt, God. It is where my sister come, my son. Where they can get their healing, Almighty God.
For you are the God that heals your people.
For real mess, that God is going to be. Bless those family members. Save those that would be saved, Almighty God. For real mess, that God. Oh, how wonderful you are. Blessings and honor, glory and power. For real mess, that God. Bless you, oh God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the beauty you show me. Thank you for the refreshing and the renewing, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Ooh, unexpected. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Almighty God. Hallelujah. Bless those that are sick in their bodies. Hallelujah. Thank you, Almighty God. God, I wish I could join. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. I wish I could join. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, we pray in Yeshua, Jesus' mighty name. Oh, God. Oh, my God, I control. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for my eyes of peace. Hallelujah. Seal it, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Joy on my heart and mind. Hallelujah. That I know you are the victor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. All in the name of Jesus. Amen. And amen. And so, God is here. You allow us, my God, to see that you have a victory. Oh, 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 that was a good vacation that day. Yes, it was. Oh, that was a good vacation that day. Ooh, just in a moment of time. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Brought about a change. Hallelujah. I pray that everyone that have heard or will hear but experience as Lord. Yes, Lord. You know, my sisters and brothers, prayer is when we commune with God and talk to God. And, yeah, he talk with us. But he also speaks to us through his word. Because for some reason, I just haven't gotten that yet. It's not that important. But why, since this is the 21st century, we think that God is the Almighty Elohim is not able to speak to his creation. Now, I know people fabricate stuff. You know, sin came into the world, lie came into the world, pride came into the world, ambition also came into the world. But that doesn't negate the fact that God and speak to his people whenever he get ready to. However he wants. It's just like, really? We have, some of us have made some boxes, and we have the audacity to say, you fit here in this box, and this is what I'm comfortable with. Oh, no, focus. No, no, none of that. Now I have all my holidays, and I'll have my service days, and it satisfies me. And so, I know it satisfies you. The audacity, the utter audacity. Really? Doesn't work like that. He's the one that blew the breath of you. He's the one, the architect of it all. And we're going to put it, he can't do it. But yet, we'll sing songs that says nothing is too hard for my God. Okay. I'm confused. But who am I? A bit of silence, but that's just my thought. And somebody can help me with it. Give me some hope there. Hey, glory, 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 glory. And even when we pray and we ask our Father to give us an answer that and it won't hurt our heart. As Mother Dunlap would say, Sister Lee, God's will must be done. Yeah. And there again, you're going to have to take counsel. It may hurt. But just hold on to him. I'm changing him. Just loving him. Hallelujah. 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 You get it. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Well, this morning we are going to be blessed with our sister in the Lord, Evangelist Alma Martin. But due to some surfacing. She won't be on today, obviously. She'll be on next week. Yes. Yes. And she so lovingly rescheduled for us. I just love her. She, 30 years or more, 35 years. Yeah. She's been sister. Friends can come and go. The sister. We're sisters in the Lord. Yes, indeed. Bless her heart. So just pray for her because next Friday she's going to share her journey to the journey to ministry for the Lord. Hallelujah. She's a no-nonsense, tell it like it is woman. Oh, God. That's right. Yes, she is. So, just be praying for us and the ministry during the week. Hallelujah. Well, seeing how Sister Martin will be here next week, and we just kind of do it like we do. You know, I know we said this, we were setting this aside for interviews, and we were setting this time aside to just kind of commune with the Lord and get the feeling, encouraging each other. That's why we call it Tea Time with Jesus and Me. Encouraging each other to just spend a little quality time with the Lord. Yeah. Just a little quality time. Yeah. You know, you're at work instead of being at the cooler, find your little place when you have a moment for your break. And find a little moment with your break and then just, I don't know. I have an hour. I don't know. Something is happening. Okay. I don't know what's happening, but something is happening. We thank the Lord for whatever's happening. How about that? Yes, Lord. We thank the Lord for the happening. So if abruptly we get cut off, you know that something looked like it was rewind or I don't know. I'm not a techie person, and I'm not going to let this distract me. How about that? Fast moving forward. As we said, we were here talking about, we first said bloomer, late bloomer. Mm-hmm. Pastor, friend of ours, she said that late bloomer. Because some of us are bloom early in life and just all kind of blossoms, beautiful blossoms for the Lord. And Beverly Ponder, Pastor Beverly Ponder. And then you realize that, to get back to the water cooler, then you realize that some bloom late in life. We'll take Moses, for instance, and there are many others. And they only bloom that one time. For instance, that one ministry, one powerful ministry, come forth. Then there are others who are constantly blooming and blooming. The flowers fall off and go on and bloom real big bloom. And then the calling of that, there are times, you know, when we were younger, oh, I remember those days. I think somebody stole some years for me. Just say it. Just a little drop on there. But if it comes to you and you remember that you had a thought or desire, how you wanted to play the piano, sing, pastor, be a real missionary. And what I mean by that, one who goes on missionary journey, down and filled by the power of the Holy Ghost to do overseas mission, and even in your state or city missions, you know, or an evangelist, you just had it, whatever it was, and then some. For some reason, it just seems to have faded away in time, mixed with trying to raise children, well, raising children and maybe even grandchildren, and you just forget all about it. Listen, one beautiful day, it just come back to, and you remember, oh, how I wanted to. I wanted to sing for the Lord. And I had opportunities to take lessons. And I just put it to the side. Oh, if I knew then what I know now, oh, I really would have been singing. But guess what? You know now what you didn't know then. The children are grown. The grandchildren are grown. And all of a sudden, that desire, that excitement, what's stopping you? You know now what you didn't know. I'm too old to do that. Who said? Age is just a number. Well, I wanted to be in ministry. I would study, but nobody would use me. Age is just a number. And all the technology that we have today, all you have to do is sit down and open your mouth. Well, who will listen? No matter. Sit down. Will of God. Those who need to hear will hear. That's I'm just saying. Everybody got a phone. That's right. And they can hear what the Lord put in you to say to this people. There's no excuse. I'm nervous. Yes, I understand. But you can do it. So that's what all Fridays are about. Encouraging each other to do what God has told you to do. And don't let the naysayers, if you have a word from the Lord and it's stirred up in your belly, you know to pray and ask to God. But don't let your fear, don't let your fears and your doubts cause you to miss this moment. Even people who may laugh, even that's, they have a right to laugh at whatever they want to laugh at. It's their prerogative. But don't let them stop you. That's your prerogative. Hallelujah. So that's why we're here on Friday, to encourage each other, young or old, to do what God has called to do. And I have some things that I want to do. They're like, at your age, yes. Well, why not? You're breathing. Yeah, your body, okay, okay. It's true. But I can still do it. See, the things that we have overcome, do you think that God has allowed us to overcome so we can just sit down and let time pass us by? So remember, we're going to give an account. Everything we're doing is being written. So I want some good stuff. I declare I want some good. I want my father's face to be smiling and say, ooh, you did it. I knew you could do it. Look how you sung for me and how you lifted my feet. Because you were determined that you were going to stand. To bring back deliverance, to bring forth deliverance for my people. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. How about you? What you say? Yes, I don't know, you know what it is. God, he brought it to you. Yes, thank you for it. Yes, and that doesn't necessarily mean trouble. It means that he will help you to accomplish what he has ordained before the foundation of the world for you to accomplish. Go ahead on and do what God has called you to do. Step by step, being guided by him. In the beginning, bless his most holy name. Woo! Don't limit God. Hallelujah. Don't limit yourself. This is what Friday's about, encouraging us not to limit ourselves. That's right. Grab your cup of tea, and if you must, your cup of coffee. Grab your word, and here we go. Here we go. Thank you, Lord. If I'm just supposed to smile, give a smile. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Ooh, I'm doing it for the glory of God. Thank you, Lord. Don't know how many people, if you get to heaven, say, the lady, she just smiles. And you don't let all the trials and tribulations that you've gone through destroy your smile. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to his name. Oh, it's a good day. It's a mighty, 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 mighty good day. You may just have some tea and coffee. Maybe you don't even have lunch money. You never know. You never know. I can feel you. all praise and contribute. You lay it on their heart. Hallelujah. It's a good day. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Oh, help that one that don't know how to go get home. Help them to get home safe, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh, we have a Father in the beginning. Hallelujah. Ooh, our scripture, Genesis 1 and 1. In the beginning. Don't get it twisted. God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without two. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. And God said, blessed is this for the name. Let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Same verse, chapter 26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. Bless his most holy name. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. Hallelujah. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Hallelujah. Chapter 2, starting at verse 1. Thus the heavens and the earth were filled, and all the hosts of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made, and he rest on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rest from all his work, which God created and made. Hallelujah. No confusion. No confusion. Oh my God. Ooh. No confusion. No confusion. Isaiah. Uh-huh. 43. Oh, I got this 5 or 1. 5 almost over 4 years ago. And I tell you, it has changed some things. Ooh, it has gone through. Hallelujah. But I love it. I love it. I love it. Yes, that's it. Hallelujah. Isaiah 43:7. Now, you know, all of this is good. Oh, I just like Isaiah 43. I love it. I love it. But just listen. And I know you're familiar with verse 2 and verse 3. But listen to 7. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes. No. Let me go back to 7. Verse 7 of Isaiah 43. Listen, even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, F-O-R-M-E-D, formed him. Yea, I have made him. everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him blessed. It's most holy name. Verse 8, bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together. Let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified. Or let them hear and say it is true. Ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant, whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. Verse 11, I am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved, and I have shown when there was no strange God among you. Therefore ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he. And there is none that can deliver out of my hand. Blessed is my holy name. Woo! That's a praise right there. God is declaring who he is. Hallelujah. Oh God, you have blessed me. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh God. That's comforting. Yes, that's comforting to me. It's comforting. That's so satisfying. Yes. And we'll go back to Genesis 3. Go back to Genesis the third, and this time we're going to the third chapter. My hands are just so dry. And we're going to the 14th and the 15th. But the 15th verse is the key verse. How much God loves us. How much. And the Lord God, bless his holy name, said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, and thou art cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field, upon thy belly shall thou go, and thus shall thou eat all the days of thy life. Verse 15. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy heel, and thou shalt bruise. I'm sorry. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. God did not wait for a man to be born, and he called him a prophet to prophesy this. In the midst of him, Almighty God, his children who had sinned against him, who he had placed in a perfect place, would allow this, allow themselves to be deceived by the enemy. But my brothers and my sisters and my brothers, God had a plan. Mm-hmm. Can you say God had a plan? God had a plan. And he told the enemy, who thought that he had finally crushed and this was it. They don't have to worry about it no more. Mission accomplished. State this. God prophesied to him, told him what was going to happen. He didn't give him the intricate details. He told the main thing. Your head is going to be crushed. And yes, your Savior, your Redeemer, heel will be bruised. You're not going to destroy. Mission will be accomplished.
Glory, hallelujah. Woo, glory. We can say witness. We know it is written. He came, he died, and he rose again. Amen. Hallelujah. Our God is the prophet keeper. But in the midst, when he's pronouncing on his children, in the midst of this, he said to the enemy, you think you have done something. I'm God. And you think that I was not aware of what my children was going to need. You think. I'm God. Woo, woo, glory. He's God. He had a plan. For the land was slain for the foundation of the world. Just amen, hallelujah, right there. Oh, yes. Oh, that what I go through so often, I think about this. God had a plan. And God knows what's going to happen. And he had already taken care of it. Oh, Lord, put my head down to the ground and say, thank you, Lord. I don't know about bowing down and prostrate before kings, you know. I'm not from that culture, so I don't understand. I only one I know to bow down to is Pastor Chambakobaka. It's the Almighty God. For every knee shall bow, and every tongue, if I step forth, shall confess that Yeshua is Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We know to give honor to authority. But I love the Lord. You deserve my prayer. You respect him. He's the only one that deserves my praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know the people are really supposed to preach to him, and I will not tell you that because God has ordained his position. So, and we are to pray, King David, to honor him, long live the king, all of it. But I tell you, he's the one, your friend, our God. So he's the ultimate. I just love that scripture because of what it says to me. In the midst. And yes, God expelled them from me. And some of the ancient books, a writing said that they will ask God to let them be to the west, so when the wind blows, they could smell in their nostrils, could inhale the beauty of the garden. But that was not what he wanted them to remember. He wanted, and he would not grant that request, because he wanted them to remember what they did to bring them where they are right now. So you're not going to remember the sweet smell
you can remember why you're not in there. Mm-hmm. And Eve thought that her son was going to be the one that would deliver them. Corruption breeds corruption. Sin breeds sin. Couldn't be both. Had to be pure and holy. Respect, pure and holy. Pure and holy is what it's about. Pure and holy. But, yes, indeed. When I think about this, I'm just like, oh, thank you. Oh, God, how do you see me? How do you want me to be? What do you want me to say? How do you want me to say it? That's one thing I pray. She's not going to move until she get her God said. You can do whatever you want to do. Say whatever you want to say. God just tell me that. Oh, I know. And then God got, well, how you know, Martin? Oh, bless the Lord. I just love her. She's coming back and forth in my spirit. I just love it. Woman of faith, or man of faith, child of faith. It's a beauty when you see faith in action. I just know. So I got it. How you know? I just know. God, this, what, I don't know what we would possibly think. If God can't do it, it can't be done. And she's not moving until, I don't care what happens. Oh, Lord, I tell you, God is good. God is good. And study the word of God for yourself, that you may know, that you may know what it is that he requires of you. That's right. That you may know and understand what is required of you. Okay. Let's go right along in the house. There's some going on. My pet that I just don't understand. But anyway, thank you. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Bless the Lord. Now, listen to Isaiah 51 and 10. Who is among you that fears the Lord, that obeys the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and has no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. Behold, all ye that kindle a fire, that compress yourselves about with sparks, walk in the light of your fire and in the spark that ye have kindled. This shall you have of my hand. Ye shall lie down in sorrow. Listen to that. The subtitle of these two verses is Trust in the Lord, the name of the Lord. Who is among you that fears the Lord, that obeys the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and has no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. But listen to this. Behold, all ye that kindle a fire, that compress yourselves about with sparks, walk in the light of your fire and in the spark that ye have kindled. This shall ye have of my hand. you shall lie down and sleep. Read that one real good. Think about it. But when you see, go up here and take your time and read it. Say, who is among you that feareth the Lord and that obeys the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and has no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon himself. Did you hear? Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and has no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his throne. And listen, behold, all ye that kindle a fire, that compress yourself about with sparks, walk in the light of your fire and in the sparks that ye have kindled. This shall ye have of thine own hand. You shall lie down and talk. Stick with the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the name of the Lord. Don't build spots for you and fire for yourself. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Can you say that? Trust God. We can do that. Just trust in him. Our Lord. The love of our soul. Yes, right. And when you study the word, you'll know if somebody's telling us the truth or not. That's right. It's a good place to be. Fill ourselves. That should be one thing that we should really try to do, is fill, attempt to fill ourselves with the word of God. Fill yourself. Get a diet of the word of God. Just fill yourself with the word. Fill yourself. Know it. Know it. Remove all those tricky sayings and all of that. Just word. Just word. Lord, what does this mean? That's another thing that we can see time. This is a time where, in our personal time, we journal what we ask the Lord and the response, clarity. Oh, now I know what this means. Yes, Lord. You turn to this path. You turn. Oh, yes, Lord. That's what that means. I got it now. So nobody can come up with pretty things. And I'm going to know what you say and what the word says. It's a different thing. No, you're maturing up. And you can trust the Lord. You can trust his word. Hallelujah. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. You won't be deceived. You will not be deceived. That's all I... Romans the 8th chapter. Listen. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for the sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. The carnal mind, hear that, is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God. Read it. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so being that the Spirit, that's a capital S, of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit, capital S, is life because of righteousness. We cannot fail. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Christ from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Write down every time you thus far from 1 to 11 verses, 1 to 11, you sing. Spirit. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if we live after the flesh, we shall die. But if through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, we shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye are not, have not received the spirit of bondage, again to fear, but ye have received, capital S, spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit, small as there, that we are the children of God. For ye have not received the spirit, 15, the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit, capital S, of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so that we suffer with him, that we may be glorified together. For I reckon the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creator waited. I'm sorry. For the earnest expectation of the creatures waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creation, for the creature, was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope. because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glory and liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travail in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruit of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption to which the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man sees, why does he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmity. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercessions for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searches the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. That feels not according to his purpose. Thank you. For whom he has foreknown, he also did predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn of many brethren. Moreover, whom he has predestined, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with us also freely give us all things? Mm-hmm. Well, let's just go. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God elect? It is God that justifies. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather that is risen again. Who is even at the right hand of God? Who also make intercessions for us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? My God, it goes back and satisfy my soul. Ah, even when mankind messed up Adam and Eve, we hear that we were not separate. Oh my God, freed from the love of Christ, from the love of God. If we haven't heard anything, so we can just walk in our sin. Who is he that condemns? It is Christ that died. Chapter 8, verse 34. Yea, rather, that is risen again. Who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or prayer, or sword, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loveth us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor other creatures shall be, oh my God, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Can you shout right there? Can you see? Can you see Genesis 3:15? Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that love us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. And thank you, Jesus. Hey, amen. And thank you, Jesus. Hey, amen, and thank you. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. I can shout right there. Oh, glory. What can separate us from the love of God? Hallelujah. You can shout right there. Nothing. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. We are his children. We are his offspring, as to say. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, for making it plain. For making it plain. Hallelujah. What can separate you from his love? Oh. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Feed us so we won't no more. Bread of heaven. Bread of heaven. Feed us so we won't no more. Yes, indeed. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. That was better than standing by the water cooler. Oh, glory. That is better. And hearing the gossip at the water cooler. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Can you say thank you, Lord? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God is so good. God is so loving. God is so kind. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He can say us. Sat down right now. Ooh, I just see. Oh, when I said sat down, I just see a garden with beautiful flowers. And a nice fence. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I could just Christ. A beautiful garden with a bench. Have a seat. And let him speak. And let God speak. Yes. Have a seat. And let God speak. I see that beautiful garden with the little park bench. Yeah. What a... I hope you got it. I hope you got it. I know you do. I know you do. It's just like you just Hallelujah. Let you know that you were created for God's will. Yes. Ooh. Amen, amen, amen. Well, we have a little intermission here. We were praying. We were 15 years on Saturday morning. I think that's about 6 number of years. And after I had that stroke and I was out of town and everything, I just set it aside. But come January the 1st, the first Saturday in January, we were up and running again. And the prayer line is for intercessors. And the way we have been doing it, there's no takeover. We don't do any talking. We start to worship the Lord. And as the Lord lead one, to begin to pray. And then you pray. And when you finish and come down, another one will come up guided by the Holy Spirit. We're not trying to outdo each other. We're not trying to be deeper than one another. We're allowing the Spirit to move and pray as we ought for the world and for all, you know, the situations, the circumstances, and the happenings of this world. And we don't even say hello. We come on praising. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Almighty God. Glory be to your name. So if you feel you can, you would like to join us, please call us the first Saturday starting at 6 a.m. You call us on 646-676-9900. And the conference code number is 10082. And again, that number is 646-769-9900. The code is 182. We don't do, oh, they didn't let me pray, and we don't, I need to tell them, we don't do any talking. Any talking. There have been times, but that's not our main objective. We come on praising and worshiping God. If you think you would like to be a part of it, we would love to have you. The only one that gets high recognition is God. Yes. Hallelujah. You can call me and I'll add it to the prayer list and I'll text it out to everyone and you will have that names and addresses. And it dwindles down. So you may just hear my voice, but just come on. If you're looking for a crowd, this is not the line for you. If you're looking to pray, this is the line for you. If your God is leading you. So I thank you. As always, I pray that you pray about it. And if God leads you, we'll be listening to hear your wonderful voice. Yes, that's the first Saturday in January. At 6 a.m. Yes, hallelujah, 6 a.m. the Lord said so. Hallelujah. So jot that down. I'll be reminding you as time goes on. God is good. You know, we're coming to the close. I don't know what happened. God is good. Let me just say how good God is. And, I don't know. I just love the Lord. I see her in my class. He did it every day. Long as I live. Hallelujah. The trouble right. I hope so. Oh, don't forget the park bench with the flowers. Beautiful flowers. Write it down. That was good. Lord, I thank you. I praise you. I glorify you. Numbers, the 6th chapter, starting at the 22nd verse. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron and his sons, saying, on this wise ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, listen, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Hallelujah. Numbers, the 6th chapter, actually starts at the 23rd verse. The prayer does. Yes, it does. Hallelujah. Oh, how sweet. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Jude, the 1st chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power now, both now and forever. Amen. Go in peace, go in love, go in the power of the Holy Ghost. Knowing that you're loved by the Almighty, by the Almighty God, who is interceding on your behalf, the love of your soul. No matter what you're going through, God loves you. And he's way making with you. And I thank you for tuning in. I had a wonderful surprise today. And I thank God. I ask that you, kind of, Eric, Beverly, and it was me, that you kind of put my head and my heart. And God, feel what he has said to us and make it special for you. Until we meet again next session, next Tuesday. God be with you. And have a happy new year. Be safe. God bless. Thanks, Dale. Two apples.